everybody. I'm Chris, and this is episode 7 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am in an undisclosed location, gravel road, somewhere outside of Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. What am I doing with this podcast? What I'm trying to do is introduce Republicans to the libertarian philosophy. Because I think that, you know, first of all, a lot of people don't know what the hell libertarian even means. And I think that libertarians, I think the libertarian philosophy can be used as a kind of a North Star, kind of a guiding star. Because if you veer too far off the libertarian philosophy, you're venturing into, you're in danger of entering authoritarianism. And I think it's a good idea to just to know what the libertarian philosophy is, to understand where it came from. And I think that that will be helpful for Republicans. Because look, I mean, we know that the Democrats are the anti-libertarian, largely the anti-libertarian party. They're communists, essentially. They believe in a very gigantic government, that they believe that the average person is stupid and irresponsible and needs a ruling class. They need to be told what to do. And so they're very anti-liberty. And the libertarian philosophy is very close to what America was founded on. The idea it's basically natural rights, life, liberty, property. Everybody has the rights to life, liberty, and property. Nobody can violate those rights. It's often characterized as adhering to the non-aggression principle, the NAP. You cannot initiate aggression, initiate violence against anybody else. You can't use coercion. You know, it's a voluntary system. It's a system where every interaction between people is voluntary. So no one is using coercion against you. And so that's why it's very, and it's different. A lot of people think, well, libertarianism is just people who want to smoke pot, or, you know, or people who want no government at all. Well, that's not true. I mean, no government at all, that's anarchism, which is, you know, maybe like a subset of libertarianism, but not really. You know, the libertarian philosophy can certainly include a government that is focused, very small, and focused only on adjudicating rights when someone violates somebody's rights. So adjudicating disputes. So basically, you have the rights to life, liberty, and property. Nobody can kill you, assault you, steal from you, destroy your property, enslave you, and also defraud you. Nobody can defraud you. You have to adhere. People have to adhere to their, they have to honor your contracts. So every interaction, every economic transaction will be a contract, essentially. You know, when you give $5 to somebody for a hamburger, you have a reasonable expectation that hamburger is not going to poison you, that it's made of beef. If you find out it's made of dog meat, well, then obviously that person who sold you the hamburger, he broke that contract with you. He did not honor the contract. And so you have to have a system that adjudicates disputes like that and punishes people who violate people's rights. So, you know, that's basically what libertarianism is all about. It's live and let live. It's people should be free to do what they want as long as they are not violating anybody else's rights to life, liberty, and property. And I think that if Republicans can sort of use that as a guide and say, you know, anytime you're thinking about a policy, you want something to be illegal, or you want something to be, you know, you want to regulate some industry or something, you know, the question is, well, is anybody's rights being violated? Is anybody violating anybody else's rights? And if nobody is violating anybody else's rights, then is it okay for the government to get involved? Because, you know, what is the government? The government is essentially, you know, once the government makes a law about something, now you're introducing people with guns. You know, if you break that law, men with guns will come, or women with guns will come, and they will throw you in a cage. Or they will, if you resist, they'll shoot you and kill you. You know, so it's very dangerous. You know, you want to be very careful about what you involve government in, because government is backed up by violence, by the threat of violence. So, you know, so I think that Republicans can look at the libertarian philosophy and use it as a kind of a limiting factor. You know, you veering, you know, how far off the libertarian path are you willing to go? And, you know, obviously I think most Republicans would agree that heroin should be illegal. You know, but then again, you can ask yourself, well, if I sitting at home on my couch doing heroin, am I violating anybody else's rights? And the answer is no. So then we have to ask the question, okay, so we're veering off that libertarian path there. We better have a really good reason. And maybe with heroin, the reason is good. It's good enough. But that libertarian philosophy, it's like a North Star. And every once in a while, just look up and see it, and you say, okay, you know, and orient yourself. That's what we need to do as Republicans. So that's why I'm doing this podcast, and that's a quick discussion of what I think of the value I think that the libertarian philosophy has for Republicans. All right, I will see you on episode 8.